rascal than we thought you were.
Hey, Chris, you grew up in a military kind of family. Your dad was a career officer in the Air Force. He traveled around a lot. You yourself joined the military, and you were a pilot in Germany, early 60s. How did that create Chris Christopherson, the songwriter? Was that a real rigid kind of lifestyle for you? Was your, when we say your dad was, you know, a career officer in the military, was he a rigid kind of guy? Do we have a kind of cliche look at him?
My father was great. A great spirit, you know, and any shackles that I had were, you know, put on by me and by expectations I had on myself and what I thought other people had of me at the time, you know. But when I finally decided that my life was going to, I was going to be a songwriter for the rest of my life, it felt like a religious conversion or something, you know. It was like a moment of realization that changed my life forever. Not immediately for the good, but but eventually for the good, you know.
What was that moment? Can you recount it for us?
It was after I'd been to Nashville, when I'd hung out with some songwriters for a couple of weeks on my way to West Point.
And it was the romance of songwriting that attracted you, not the lifestyle.
Everything about it.
Yeah, it was a combination.
It was just it was a thing of committing your life to, and anything you had to give to be that, including your family, or your reputation, or your, you know, whatever you had to do to be that person. And luckily, it worked out right when I was about to go to jail for non-support. But that's another
well now.
But
songs like "Sunday Morning Coming Down" and that whole ilk, that, those songs were true stories. I mean, that was you dealing with the fact that your marriage had broken up and your wife and kid had left Nashville, and you were writing songs about that. You
know, I think everybody that writes songs that's on this stage anyways writes them because it's something they feel deeply, you know, and you write best about what you know. You know?
Can you remember where "Help Me Make It Through the Night" came from?
I remember when I wrote it. Yeah. I was on the top of an oil rig out in 50 miles out in the Gulf of Mexico. I used to fly helicopters out there, and I was sitting in a helicopter looking up at the stars and playing an old 12-string guitar I had. And it just came to me that night.
You were flying helicopters. That was like a job that was supporting you while you were trying to make it in Nashville as a songwriter.
Yeah.
You'd take off every once in a while to the Gulf.
Yeah, I was flying half the month and pitching songs half the month.
I read somewhere, is this true, that the actual line "Help Me Make It Through the Night" came from an interview that you had read that Frank Sinatra had given, and he was talking about whatever it takes.
He said, and I was looking for the last line of the song, and I thought of that. You know, he said he would take anything. I think he said something like a broad or a bottle or something very Frank Sinatra-like, you know, that would help him get in through the night, you know, and I realized that, I don't know, having done the same, I guess it struck a bell with me. You want me to sing the song?
Would you please?